A 321.5 religion in the home, what will it not accomplish? It will do the very work that God designed should be done in every family. Children will be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They will be educated and trained, not to be society devotees, but members of the Lord's family. A 322.1 children look to parents for consistent life, everything leaves its impress upon the youthful mind. The countenance is studied, the voice has its influence, and the deportment is closely imitated by them. Fretful and peevish fathers and mothers are giving their children lessons which at some period in their lives they would give all the world, were it theirs, could they learn. Children must see in the lives of their parents that consistency which is in accordance with their faith. By leading a consistent life and exercising self-control, parents may mold the characters of their children. A 322.2 God honors a well-ordered family. Fathers and mothers who make God first in their households, who teach their children that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, glorify God before angels and before men by presenting to the world a well-ordered, well-disciplined family, a family that love and obey God instead of rebelling against Him. Christ is not a stranger in their homes, His name is a household name, revered and glorified. Angels delight in a home where God reigns supreme, and the children are taught to reverence religion, the Bible, and their Creator. Such families can claim the promise them that honor me I will honor. 322.3 How Christ is brought into the home. When Christ is in the heart, He is brought into the family. The father and mother feel the importance of living in obedience to the Holy Spirit so that the heavenly angels, who minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation, will minister to them as teachers in the home, educating and training them for the work of teaching their children. In the home it is possible to have a little church which will honor and glorify the Redeemer. A 323.1 Make religion attractive. Make the Christian life an attractive one. Speak of the country in which the followers of Christ are to make their home. As you do this, God will guide your children into all truth, filling them with a desire to fit themselves for the mansions which Christ has gone to prepare for those that love Him. A 323.2 Parents are not to compel their children to have a form of religion, but they are to place eternal principles before them in an attractive light. A 323.3 Parents are to make the religion of Christ attractive by their cheerfulness, their Christian courtesy, and their tender, compassionate sympathy, but they are to be firm in requiring respect and obedience. Right principles must be established in the mind of the child. A 323.4 We need to present to the youth an inducement for right doing. Silver and gold is not sufficient for this. Let us reveal to them the love and mercy and grace of Christ, the preciousness of His Word, and the joys of the overcomer. In efforts of this kind you will do a work that will last throughout eternity. A 323.5 Why some parents fail. Some parents, although they profess to be religious, do not keep before their children the fact that God is to be served and obeyed. 324 That convenience, pleasure, or inclination should not interfere with His claims upon them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This fact should be woven into the very life and character. The right conception of God through the knowledge of Christ, who died that we might be saved, should be impressed upon their minds. A 323.6 You may think, parents, that you have not time to do all this, but you must take time to do your work in your family, else Satan will supply the deficiency. Cut out everything else from your life that prevents this work from being done, and train your children after His order. Neglect anything of a temporal nature, be satisfied to live economically, mind about your wants, but for Christ's sake do not neglect the religious training of yourselves and your children. A 324.1 Every member of the family to be dedicated to God. The directions that Moses gave concerning the Passover feast are full of significance, and have an application to parents and children in this age of the world. A 324.2 The father was to act as the priest of the household, and if the father was dead, the eldest son living was to perform this solemn act of sprinkling the doorpost with blood. This is a symbol of the work to be done in every family. Parents are to gather their children into the home and to present Christ before them as their Passover. The father is to dedicate every inmate of his home to God and to do a work that is represented by the feast of the Passover. It is perilous to leave this solemn duty in the hands of others. On 324.3, let Christian parents resolve that they will be loyal to God, and let them gather their children into their homes. 325 with them and strike the doorpost with blood, representing Christ, as the only one who can shield and save, that the destroying angel may pass over the cherished circle of the household. Let the world see, that a more than human influence is at work in the home. Let parents maintain a vital connection with God, set themselves on Christ's side, and show by His grace what great good may be accomplished through parental agency. 326 or 324.4. Chapter 55, Moral Standards. Satan seeks to pervert the marriage institution. It was Satan's studied effort in the antediluvian age to pervert the marriage institution, to weaken its obligations and lessen its sacredness, for in no shorter way could he deface the image of God in man and open the door to misery and vice.